talk.
Tick-tock, kid talk.
Kid talk?
Tick-tock, kid talk.
Kid talk, kid talk.
Kid talk,
kid talk.
Kid talk,
kid talk.
Kid talk.
Kid talk with kid talk.
Our class is making this podcast to teach you about what we've been learning. In this podcast, we're going way back to teach you all about what we learned in our writing.
Since the very first day of kindergarten.
As far back as we can remember, we didn't recognize authors' names, but Ms. Barnes has always just read them. Soon we start recognizing the covers of books.
Every time we saw a Helen Lester book, we knew it was about Tacky. He's so funny, and he is an odd bird.
Whenever we saw a bear book, we knew it was going to be those fun characters in the cave.
We loved studying authors. We read all the time. We talked with each other about the things we noticed. And we think and think and think.
Doreen Cronin wrote books that are about chickens and the Farmer Brown stories like Click Clack Moo. The name of the series that had a rescue dogs in it was called The Chicken Squad. His initials is JJT. The dog is based on her grandpa. My favorite chicken in the series is Hoppy because his talent is breaking into houses. One of the chickens loves to hide in the shoe.
Lois Eller puts a lot of pictures, a lot of collages. One book is called Letters for Lunch. She draws the story and she has the little nonfiction label.
Oliver Jeffords wrote Up and Down and Duck. He's a good drawer. He likes to have the same characters in his books, like the boy and a penguin. He likes to have surprising endings.
Ezra Jack Heath characters, the little kid grow up, and the brand new sister, and also the, if you look through the copyrights, you can see which one's first, how Peter grows up in order.
Ezra Jack Keys has collages, wallpaper, newspaper. He has a little boy. His name is Peter, and he has a dog named Willie. For the first time, he put different colors of children's in books.
How authors have educated and enlightened us. They allow us to see ourselves and to step into others' shoes. It does take time and patience, learning to talk about books and listening to others around us share. But we all learn so much about the books, the context, about our friends and their families, about all of our lives. The stories become our new shared experiences. So how else can kid authors help change the ways that kids write?
We sketch Jambrettes in our sketchbooks, and then we looked at lots of books that were by Jambrette. We looked at her websites. We saw familiar characters in her books, like Hedgy. She gives hints on the sides. She likes to help us learn a lot.
I'm talking about Gilgamesh and Miss Barnes. She spreaded books all around the room so we can look at them, and then when we pass the book on to the other person, and we had a new book. And she has lots of books like baseball, flowers, space, pigs, and shared about them. And she had lots of pictures and labels. All of her stories are true.
At our school, authors visit to teach us about their books. The one that came last year was Michael Shoulders.
He wrote These for Dump Truck.
Over the years, our school has sponsored author visits from people like Lester Laminack, Barbara Robinson, Anthony Fredericks, Helen Lester, Jerry Pallotta, Floyd Cooper, and more. Your school might not have this ability, but you may be able to partner with authors in other ways. How blessed my kindergartners and first graders have been to partner with Sandra Markle through her Book Explorers program. So many kids' stories have been transformed by her What If You Had Animal Teeth series. all of Jerry Pilato's Who Would Win texts inspire a plethora of kid books regularly. And through Twitter, I shared kid-inspired stories with people like Doreen Cronin, Corey Rosen Schwartz, and Rebecca J. Gomez with their What About Moose and other ninja fairy tales. As we've communicated across the years, the children and their growing writing skills are the true beneficiaries of such engaging partnerships. Authors today really become kids' friends and transform their writing lives.
We looked at books and we got inspired by other authors, and then we started to write like them. We're working on a book that we're making, kind of like Eric Carle's with his collages.
He paints tissue paper and collages them. He asks kids for ideas. He shows time passing, days and weeks and clocks. What I made for my book for my friend, I put a little game at the back.
So it's an interactive book.
Yeah.
Even little kids can note the feel of a story, bouncing words, memorable characters, and the illustrations. So many times, children have discovered something in illustrations that I never even see, something that brings joy or hints at a surprise coming. Simply ask this question: what do you notice about this author? Give a few seconds of wait time and start capturing your children's brilliant responses.
As a writer, that Laura Numeroff does is make good words, and she also makes it bold on the front cover. And Laura Numeroff's name is all small. So the story goes in a circle, like my book was If You Give a Monkey a Macaroni, which was kind of funny. I used it as macaroni and put it with cheese because Laura Numeroff usually puts things with the same things that go together. So she starts at the front and then goes back home. If You Give a Cat a Cupcake was a big giant mess. The cat found all this stuff on the beach, even the mouse.
Laura Numeroff wrote If You Give a Mouse a Cookie over 30 years ago, and she sold over 4 million books around the world. What inspired me was that she got so much books around the world, they put it out in different languages now.
Okay. You've given lots of information in this podcast. Is there any other way little kids can learn so much from their author friends? How else did you change your writing?
We read about the authors at the backs of the books.
We look at the author's website.
We study. We took kids' ideas. Some kids wrote emails to their author, and some kids Skyped them.
Books are always a celebration!